Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women of Wisdom, everyone. Apparently, my guest hasn't shown up yet, which is fine by me. But what I will talk to you guys about is programming notes. And I'll go into further details on that until the guest shows up. And what's going to end up happening or end up happening is that we're going to be switching this whole podcast over to SoundCloud and Skype, or Podcast Garden, which you've heard me speak about before. But how we're going to do it is have all my interviews done via Skype, because Blog Talk is being way too difficult. And I had a challenge with Blog Talk that is, Blog Talk is just getting way too overpopulated and way too overpopulated and way too demanding on me. And Skype is much easier when you do it. I mean, I have a guest coming on November 18th. And she said to me, why don't we do it via Skype? Or why don't we do it via Skype? And I've had come on international guests that I cannot get in to this podcast to save my life. And at that time, I had someone helping me. So I think Skype is going to be a lot easier on me. And podcasting is the best thing since sliced bread. I tell you, my girlfriend said to me, well, why don't we do it Google Hangouts? Well, Google Hangouts is another aspect where people can tune in live, but yet you can't necessarily download a YouTube video to listen to it while you're picking up the kids at the bus stop, or while you're cooking, or while you're cleaning. So podcast, now no, I typically do this for my fans. I mean, I once had a fan say to me, and she's known for this, her name is Laura Madsen, and Laura Madsen is a stylist, and she said to me that you can't download YouTube. So then I switch over to podcasting in the Blog Talk. Well, getting back to my international guest in Canada and all across the world, unless they have a Skype number, doesn't necessarily work. And so I think what I'm going to do is either switch my podcast to SoundCloud or Podcast Garden, either one. SoundCloud, I've been told, you can share it on Facebook. So, small, actually, after Women of Wisdom, I'm going to actually investigate this system, because I am sick and tired of using a system that does not work. It does not work, and then my guest will say to me, well, I can't hear you. I had that one the other day where the guest said, I can't literally hear you. And so that and the guests are not showing up on time, well, that's not my fault. Do what they wish with the number. But 9 times out of 10, guests do show up on time, which I'm really lucky. If they know it's Bonk Donk, they deal. They do show call in 10 minutes early, but life is life. And I think Skype will be much easier for all of us. We don't have to deal with technology linking up, and as long as you stay on top of Skype, that's how we're going to do it, because people can hear me, people can listen to the audio feed, and no matter what, it will be in iTunes, you guys. It will be in iTunes no matter what system I use, either SoundCloud or Podcast Garden, which Podcast Garden is actually free. I don't know if SoundCloud is actually free, so maybe someone could DM me on Twitter, or DM me on Facebook, or DM me on Twitter and tell me. Because I think you're allowed 5 episodes on SoundCloud, Podcast Garden, you're allowed, it's a free account, I think it's unlimited, so I'm asking all you guys just to be patient, but that's not going to be changing until October 29th, so what I'm going to have my behind-the-scenes crew do is update the form and update the podcast, and then I'm going to have them go in and do either have them go in on SoundCloud and do the bios, or have them go in on Podcast Garden and do the bios. So all I have to do is record the show. But doing the recording the show is pretty easy. And pardon me for the sweet voice today. I think I have allergies or something. And so doing the podcast is pretty easy. All you need is a call recorder. And I happen to have that. I use Mac Cam, I think it's called Mac Cam, and I know there's Pamela for PC, which Pamela is like Mac Cam, and all you have to do is hit the record button when you're ready. And Log Talk records automatically. Skype does not, but unless you set it up that way. And so I, because I use Skype for personal and business, I don't have it set up that way. But when I do Women of Wisdom, I will do it like that. And I would just split the audio and split the video and make it internet sensitive. And so it's pretty unique thing. And all I actually use is a pair of Bose in-ear headphones, so people can hear me and not background noise behind me. And so as of October 29th, my system is going to be switching. So those of you who want to be on the show can give me your Skype names. And I think that's going to be a better system. It's still going to be audio. It's still going to be good. It's still going to be audio, so you can still listen to it in iTunes. And there is a separate app for podcasts, and there is a separate app for music in iTunes, and I believe all stick it on Stitcher too, so it's everywhere. And with Blog Talk, it doesn't necessarily go into, I don't believe it necessarily goes into Stitcher. So with SoundCloud, I believe it does. Most of them go into iTunes anyway. So that's going to be my little project, as if I have enough going on right now. Plus, I'm doing NaNoWriMo, which is National Novel Writing Month. That's going to be an interesting little project, and then I don't know when I'm going to get that published, but I do have a secret project coming out in December, if that. And it's the publishing industry is doing 1,000 miles a minute. So, and I'm always looking for a traditional publisher. But if I do get one, I would always publish my book myself on iTunes. And I would have to be on iTunes, on Nook, on Kobo and Kindle, because Oyster is folding up as we speak. They're closing their doors on in January 2016. I found that out through Joanna Pett, who I listened to religiously, and I don't know if she's going to be on my show, but you guys have to find out. You guys have to find out. I'm leaving that one there right now. I have email there, and we're working on it. So you guys have to find out via own terms on that one, because she's actually a very busy lady, and I'm actually going to be interviewing the author side of her, not Joanna Penn, I'm the creative Penn. I'm actually going to be interviewing the creative side of her, which she writes under the pen name JF Penn, and she's self-published. She's also a New York Times best-selling author, and I have another friend who's a New York Times best-selling author too. Joanna Penn is actually USA Today too, so I'm really excited about that, if that works out. And I would let you guys know if that works out. So November 18th, we have a surprise guest coming on, and hopefully it works out where I can have JF Penn on. She doesn't know it. She thinks she's talking about the creative pen to me. But I have decided to let her, because this is an interview show for authors. I've decided to let her creative side come out of the bag a little bit. So I will keep you guys updated on that, and I will keep you guys updated on the transferring of systems. It's probably going to be SoundCloud, if not Podcast Garden. Plan A is SoundCloud. Plan B is Podcast Garden. So it's probably going to be Plan A, but if Plan A doesn't work out due to limitations on there, and it's going to be plan B. And so if one of my fans could help me with that, that would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. And I know Annette Michelle Aben, who's probably going to be listening to this in the archives, really thankful for that. But at the same time, I believe that Blog Talk is getting to the point of not being helpful to any of us, including myself. So that's why I'm switching systems on the 29th. And for those of you who want a Women of Wisdom, all my episodes, including with Annette Wishel Aben doing the introduction, is in archives on Blog Talk and in archives on iTunes, and both feeds go into archives, and I'm still going to put a picture of myself plus the Women of Wisdom logo on whatever system we use, and so you guys can still see me slash hear me, and because it's all about the know, like, and trust factor. And so that's what I've decided. I decided that yesterday my crew already knows what's going on, but I'm kind of letting the cat out of the bag slowly but surely. So because I know when Women of Wisdom took a little bit of a hiatus, my fans were like, where did my podcast go? And I know that people pick one to two podcasts to listen to a week. I happen to listen to the Creative 10 podcast. I'm also listening to the ADHD Rewired podcast, and so by Eric Stitcher. And he's actually using LabIM as a platform. I don't know how he does it, but that's always another option too. But I think Skype is going to be easier. Skype is going to be easier for the international guests. I mean, 9 out of 10 people say, can we do it via Skype? Or I can just give you my phone number. But for the international guest, i.e. in Australia, i.e. in London, i.e. In Panama, I had a guest in here the other day from Panama. And so I think that Women of Wisdom is going to be a movement, will be a movement, and is starting to pick up speed. And so I just have to keep up with technology and keep up with this podcast. So for those of you who know about SoundCloud, let me know and help me figure this out. I normally don't ask my fans to help me, but I know that SoundCloud will be the best option, all podcast garden, as I said. But I have an episode on Podcast Garden with Anne, I forget the last name. She was out of Canada, and I had an episode of Podcast Garden. So I have done, and you got to remember that Women of Wisdom was originally a YouTube show, but then it didn't last because of podcasting. It didn't last because people couldn't download the episodes and listen to them. So that's why I switched over to Blog Talk. But now I'm switching over to a better system called better system, possibly SoundCloud or possibly Podcast Garden. And so if SoundCloud wants to come and help me, let me know, because I need all the help I can get. I don't need a producer necessarily. I can do this myself. I just need information on SoundCloud. And they say SoundCloud is pretty good. So I'm going to check that out. And again, if you guys can help me out with that, that would be great. And you can either DM me on Twitter, DM me on Facebook. And below this podcast is my website, windchalt.wix.com/windchalt, windchalt.wix.com is my website. And it's going to be a very interesting journey. All you can just Google my name and find me that way. And just because I'm everywhere, I'm always on Facebook, I'm always on Twitter. And so you can just help me out with that. I normally don't beg for help, but at this point, I'm so sick of dealing with blog talks. It's not helpful. So at this point, I would like to have a more of a stable system for Wind Women of Wisdom, because it's going to be a huge movement, and we have Women of Wisdom, which is now Wind Women of Wisdom birthday coming up, which this show was actually started in October. So we've made all transitions, but trust me, this is going to be our last transition, and what I'm going to try to do is have my crew, my behind-the-scenes team, help me by sending you guys questions and pre-questions that I send to them, that so when women get on here, they don't say, I don't have any idea what you're going to be asking me, which I'm coming to find out that people like those preset questions. So what I'm going to do today is actually send my crew the preset questions and then have them send them out to you guys when you guys come on the show. And and so that's the update on me. And as I said, my secret project is actually coming out in December. And it's actually going to be on pre-order on November 11th. And so that's going to be a very interesting project. I'm not giving it away yet. I will probably give it away. I will probably give it away when JF can come on my show, because we're going to be talking about the books. We're also going to be talking about my books as well. And so we're going to have a grand old time. I said when JF Penn goes on my show, which will be October 18th. So, and that will be via Skype. So that will be a pre-recorded interview, and that will be uploaded to, I believe, Podcast Garden if SoundCloud doesn't work out. But as I said, someone help me with that, come out of the woodwork, because I need a stable system. I know you guys want this podcast to last, and I know that's my intention. And there will be a small fee in the new year to come on, which I will give you the fee in January when we switch systems as of October 29th. We're switching systems to Skype because that's a lot easier for everyone. Or we can switch it to Twitter and do Lab. I am Lab. But I wouldn't think it would be easier just to do it by Skype. So that's the update on me, and I welcome anyone to DM me or private message me on Facebook. But I appreciate the support, and I appreciate everything that's gone on, and I appreciate all the sales of my books over the years. I win is actually celebrating birthday two in the midst of chaos, so that I come a win, and that can be found on Amazon. All my works can be found on Amazon. I come a win, and The View from My Heels could also be found in audio form. We're working on The View, the voice for my makeup palette in audio form, and then I'm going to go back to The View series eventually, because people seem to like The View series. So if you guys want to leave a review on any of my books, let me know, and then I will figure out from there. But please help me with SoundCloud, because SoundCloud just don't use me. And so if any of my fans are listening and they can help me, I would appreciate the support. Thanks to you guys.